Welcome to day 10 of burnout. And congratulations on making it to the end. I hope over the last 9 days, you have started to get a greater appreciation for the resilient strength and courage you possess. Hopefully you have found a new appreciation for change, uncertainty, and tapped into your ability to find that innate balance as you overcome daily challenges. You might have noticed that meditation is more than simply closing your eyes and doing a technique. It's about changing the mindset and permitting yourself to take charge of your feelings, emotions, and most importantly, your reaction to these emotions. Meditation and mindfulness help you avoid tunnel vision and offer you a chance to take a step away from the problem and observe it from a distance to gain some clarity. As long as you're present in the moment, you have the freedom of choice, of what you feel and how you react to it. When you are feeling grounded, you have a choice not to be overwhelmed by thoughts or feelings, and you can get to that stage by sitting with yourself, your thoughts and emotions, day in and day out, without judgment. Nothing complicated about it. So, with that intention of being present in the moment, take a deep breath in. And with the next out-breath, just gently closing or resting focus on the eyes, feeling the weight of the body pressing down, feeling the point of contact with the floor, the chair, and in the arms, the legs. And taking a few moments to settle back to notice the different sounds around you. And now, bringing the attention back to the body, notice how your body feels today. Which areas feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Now, bring your attention to the mind. How does it feel in the moment? Is it relaxed, calm, content? As you are doing this, notice how different or similar you feel from the beginning of the series. Is there a change in the way you are experiencing things, events, and ideas? A change in the way you are approaching problems in life? What is the difference? Or what would you like to change in the future? Acknowledge these thoughts, and then return the focus on breathing. Continuing to breathe in and out. Gently scan down through the body, from head to toes, without changing the breath in any way, just following the natural rhythm. Allow the body to continue breathing in the same way. Now imagine that you are sitting in a vast, open space. The sky is bright blue, with small clusters of clouds floating. The sun is warm and comfortable. And as you sit there, you can feel the warmth of the sun on the skin. Now imagine a globe of light that enters your body from the chest and is gently flowing up towards the neck, head, and down towards the pelvis, legs, and feet. The warmth travels from your chest to the neck and continues to spread slowly towards the shoulders, moving down towards the hands until it reaches your fingertips. The warm glow is now travelling down towards the hips and the pelvis. And as the warmth spreads around the body, any tension in these areas is melting away. As the body is filled with a sense of ease and comfort, any negative chatter in the mind also quietens, leaving behind peace, calm, and contentment. You know that you possess the strength to tackle any challenge, and this thought brings you comfort. Remembering the warm sunlight around you, allow your body to continue feeling calm as you let the mind do whatever it wants now. If you get completely distracted by a thought, just gently note the nature of distraction and then come back to the breath. And now, just bringing that attention back to the body, you are now starting to become more aware of the posture or weight of the body, starting to notice the sounds, smells, and sights in the space around you. Let the mind and body rest in the space without making any abrupt changes in your posture. You have completed the Burnout Meditation Series, and I sincerely hope that you found ideas and concepts worth implementing in your life. Meditation and visualization are something you can practice in your daily life to be more present at the moment. When you are grounded in the present, you reduce the tendency to worry about the past or future. Find moments to reconnect with that feeling of being present, being mindful, and experience the present more fully, more honestly. And with that thought, we are at the end of today's session and the series.